Your nipples pointed whenever you're aroused. And as that fact locks into your mind, know that it is true. You adore the idea of touching your nipples. You love stroking and touching them, having the ability to do so, the option, knowing that stimulation of your brain and your pleasure centers is only ever a strum of your chest away. 9. And you need to touch your nipples. We've addressed how good it feels, but you also have an overriding addiction to the idea of touching them. Going a whole day without spending a good amount of time touching and massaging them at least once would leave you feeling so dissatisfied and cranky, yearning, lusty, needy. So you'll absolutely end up doing it before the day is through. There's just no doubt about it. It's already embedded in your mind that touching your nipples is part of your normal expression, your way of living for a given day. Part of how you experience a day must include touching your nipples, because otherwise it's just not complete. You adore the methodical stimulation of your own chest, those sensitive nubs setting you on edge with pleasure. And that's just how it's gonna be. You love to touch them, and you need to touch them with some regularity. The more you listen, the more you know it's true. Touching your nipples is better than sex, even. Yes. 8. Touching your nipples feels better than sex alone. It's true. Stimulation on your nipples is better than stimulation on any other part of your body. Now, of course, you can pair it with other types of stimulation, but if someone runs their fingers over your chest, finding those engorged, sensitive nubs, it's even better than if someone were just reaching down and touching your genitals, because the merest brush on your chest, when you're in the mood and you're somewhere safe, is enough to set you drooling and staring and moaning. If someone gently took one of your nipples in hand and began to rub and tweak, they could lead you anywhere, as if you were on a leash. You'd follow the touch of that hand because another's touch is so much better even than your own on those sensitive nubs. Indeed, you want to have them touching you again. If somebody were stimulating your nipples and withdrew, you would suddenly feel the need rising up, whimper, beg to have them touching you again. Not only do you enjoy having your nipples touched, love having your nipples touched, and need to have your nipples stimulated. Oh, it's even better than normal sexual expression. It's simply that good. Nimble. Gentle. Stroking over your nipples in slow, long strokes. Each little touch making you feel a steady stream of pleasure around your hips, between your legs, running up your spine, but especially on your chest. The rising, urgent, panting feeling of pleasure and wonder. Every touch, every stimulation and pinch and flick sends little lines of light through your mind, locking in a new level of sensitivity with every brush, every trembling touch, a new level of need. Feel them leaning in, hot breath across one of your nipples, making you shiver, shudder, then a sudden enthusiastic lick. Licking, feeling a tongue warmly slide over one nipple, almost too sensitive, almost too intense. And again another lick, long, slow, lapping, suckling, every movement of the tongue making you more and more excited. Again, lick, feels so intensely good. And the more they do it, the better it feels. Switching nipples now. Lick. A long, slow, deep feeling. Deep and needy. And the more that is done, the more the licking, sucking, and rubbing collides in your brain. the more all your feelings of sexual pleasure focus on those nipples. These words, these effects become ingrained in your mind, locked in and anchored, and the better you feel. The more you realize you're creeping closer and closer to a huge, towering, spasmodic orgasm, muscles tensing, mind becoming foggy with desperation for climactic pleasure, slipping and sliding deeper and lower. And as you listen, you get closer. The closer you get, the more you need it, licking and sucking, feeling, needing, helping you slide deeper. Because the deeper you go, the deeper into your subconscious that nipple lust goes. Licking and sucking, hands are massaging your nipples, exploring those sensitive nubs on your chest, a tongue darting between the fingers,